Car sales, along with real estate, have helped keep the U.S. economy afloat over the past 2 years. Last year was the second best on record for auto sales, but there's some evidence that the new car fever is beginning to wane. Sales dropped sharply in October, even though many automakers continued offering 0% financing, NPR's Jack Speer reports.
To get an idea of how desperate the car companies are to sell you a new car or truck, you don't have to go any further than your local dealership. Most have plenty of shiny 2003 models in stock.
We're carrying probably twice as much inventory as we normally do right now.
Ale Twagg is general sales manager at Herb Gordon Dodge Subaru in Silver Spring, Maryland, a Washington suburb. He thinks consumers are much more price conscious these days and have become accustomed to waiting for better deals.
I think basically what's happened is that it's been going on for long enough where people have just become used to the fact that they're going to be there, and if they're not there, they're waiting for them to come back.
However, with the automakers offering powerful incentives, in some cases for more than a year now, there are growing signs perhaps consumers have had enough, and that could mean a glut of new cars may be building. David Cole is president of the Center for Automotive Research. He says competition within the car business has been fierce.
To some extent, we're in very uncharted water right now in terms of the whole industry that has become much more globally integrated. There are many more players in the game than there used to be. We still have high levels of capacity.
And with so much capacity and so much inventory, manufacturers have had little choice but to keep pushing 0% financing, even though it's cutting into their profits and potentially robbing them of future sales. General Motors this month launched what it calls 000. No down payment, no payments for 3 months, and 0% financing for 36 months. The company, in a new ad, uses a 70s pop song to make its point.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
But whether even this kind of aggressive marketing will move new cars isn't clear. The quality of cars and trucks is now so much better that people can afford to drive their existing cars longer. So in the end, the decision of whether or not to buy may be more about want than need. That's something that's pretty clear when you talk with car shoppers. 34-year-old Jawed Ette says the deals brought him out, but that doesn't mean he's buying.
A lot of commercials, a lot of ads, they're pushing us to basically go back and get a new car.
So you're just kind of out here looking around to see what everybody has.
Exactly.
What have you found?
So far, nothing.
But some shoppers are excited about 0% financing, which on a $24,000 car loan can mean thousands in savings. Jeff Tanzel's late model Oldsmobile Alero is coming off lease, but he doesn't plan on leasing this time around.
I'm looking to buy for a General Motors product with the 0 point down, 0 point APR, and the 3 or 4 month zero payments to 2003.
For car companies, the question is whether there's still sufficient demand out there for new cars. In the past 3 years alone, more than 50 million new cars and trucks have been sold in the U.S., one for every six people. After seeing last month's sales drop off, manufacturers have begun yet another round of buyer incentives. One thing that should provide car makers some relief is the recent move by the Federal Reserve to lower interest rates. That makes it more affordable for car companies to offer cut-rate financing for customers. Jack Speer, NPR News, Washington.